This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. On the 15th of this month, we'll mark the official holiday to celebrate the life of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In St. Lucie County, events to celebrate his life kick off this weekend. Ruth Davis is chairperson of the Martin Luther King Commemorative Committee in St. Lucie County. She joins us now. This year's theme is the color of unity.
I really love that theme because it just is a reflection of cultural diversity, just being united together. As you know, Dr. Martin Luther King, one of his values, that all of us come together regardless of race, creed, or color. And so we chose the color of unity. It's simple, but it speaks powerful when it comes to the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King and our community.
And this is a celebration then for our entire community.
It is a celebration for our entire community. It's not just Fort Pierce, it's St. Lucie County.
The holidays are more than a week away, but we're not going to wait that long. We're going to get right into it.
Yes. So Saturday, January the 6th, we have this year free prostate cancer screening. And that is for all our males, usually the ages like 40 and above. So we're asking all our males to come out and get your free PSA tests. It will be held at the Hands Clinic. That's 3855 South US 1 Fort Pierce. That time begins at 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tomorrow morning, January the 6th, we have our youth symposium. We absolutely want the community to come out and support our youth. That's going to be held at Lincoln Park Academy Auditorium, 9 to 12. Hosted by Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority.
And what happens at that?
This is when they have youth. They have breakout sessions and they talk about different topics, education, even topics such as cyberbullying, anything that will enhance our youth and educate our youth.
And you have a new activity this weekend as well, right?
And it's the wreath laying celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. That's going to be held at the Dreamland Park at 1 p.m. tomorrow, and that is open to the public. Mm-hmm. So we certainly want the public to come out and support us for this event.
And I see the Week of Kindness is included again this year.
It is from January the 5th today through January the 12th, where it is for the entire community. It may be churches, schools, whatever, to do something kind during that week. And, you know, there is an application process. They submit it at the end of the week, and then it will be judged by the Charmettes, and we have winners. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing as far as contributing to the commemorative celebration.
We've been speaking with Ruth Davis. She's the chairperson of the Dr. Martin Luther King Commemorative Committee. We'll have a full list of activities on our website, wqcs.org. Of course, the celebration culminates with a parade and festival on the actual holiday, January 15th. Davis points out that even if you can't make it to any of the planned events, you can still participate in the spirit of the celebration by doing your own Week of Kindness and other commemorative deeds. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.